Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That one style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. How we work. I'm on a different channel, and two we work. Got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. I Motley music surfing, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime. We going down, the rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why God has said take heed to stop us taking over. Losing talent is cold. And tear opening up the doors. So please the hip hop work. You think I learned about turn boy? We don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a turn boy.
Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How
DC neighborhood, ping pong, and chess house. That's where the hip hop workshop started out. Divine of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip hop show at the EC Theater. First hip hop show at the Calling Post Building. Our photos made the plain dealer many times. Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping Willie in his wheelchair. After Reed, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. True Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old nice ball hit Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Slow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fool and Dove. Kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be me, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag, do we work? How it be the hip hop workshop? It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag, do we work? Out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherry opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMX. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing. Whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooked cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 7. And that man is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those people who called in like 216-804-216-209, let me say thank you and give you three quick disclaimers by letting you know I appreciate you all for calling in to 646-478-0944. For those who have gone to blogtalkradio.com and you've hit up Emacs Radio, I appreciate that too. Now, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and you go back on hold. Change your mind, you can definitely call back or press the one key if you haven't already done so. Now, I'm going to give you the top 10 from Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment, events. Let's see. 10, okay, re-debut of HJS Music. Number 9, re-debut of Emacs. Number 8, moving up, Man to Man. Yeah, more info on that in just a little while. Number 7, moving back up is Black Odyssey. A real nice video they shot for Key Cash. Number 6, moving up, Live from the Garage. Number 5, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube.com. Open mic, oh my goodness. And they've got even a few more things that are happening this coming weekend. Number 4, J. Hood CD release party that's happening this Saturday, February the 18th at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Music by DJ Ball. Oh, wow, 21 and older, featuring Man in the Street, Lady Sarge Networking. We will definitely be there networking at 11802, and that is in Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio. Number 3 debuting. NAN, National Action Network. Wow, the chapter in Cleveland this Saturday, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Reaching Higher and Still We Rise, a free program, so come out there. This Saturday, February 18th, Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ, which is located at 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Pastor Dr. Andrew Clark, as well as Reverend Cavanis, for the National Action Network Cleveland Edition, Elder Goodrum, Marcia McCoy. I do believe on that bill is Black House Sounds, Anita Tobin, Better Off, and I'm fortunate to be joining Black House Sounds. Number 2, debuting, because it's a big entertainment happening. Charlie Wilson's In It to Win It tour hits the queue tomorrow. And number 1, the biggest jump, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. Now, number 177 ended up with some superstar status people making their way through there. So before I do anything else, I could go to the phone line very shortly, but I would at least like to thank everybody who took the time to tune in and all of that. I'm going to get rid of one of those things that I know I can and should. I want to get rid of none other than a rest in peace, some say rest in heaven, to Alwin Lopez Al Jarreau. March 12, 1940 to February 12, 2017, American singer and writer, musician, 7 Grammys, and nominated for 12 more on top of those 7 Grammys he won. He did the theme for TV's Moonlighting in the late 80s, late 1980s television show, and was on 1985's We Are the World. He passed after complaining about exhaustion. Hits like Boogie Down from 1983, We're in This Love Together from 1981, and you wonder why I rap instead of sing. He's the only vocalist in history to at least net Grammy Awards in 3 different categories. Got to be plus, because I'm looking at jazz vocalist, recording for children, pop vocal, R&B vocal, traditional R&B. So, you know, I had to throw that out there and send that out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go local, and before I go to the first phone caller and let people know that about a couple of weeks ago, we accompanied DJ Dollar Rock, because the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop DJ Dollar Rock, a.k.a. Billy Stewart, his sister passed. And for those who may not know, Desiree Stewart was born on August 15th, 1968, to Catherine E. and Billy Lee Stewart at Metro Hospital in Cleveland. And she was the youngest of 2 children and graduated from West Tech High School. Both of her parents, DJ Dollar Rock's parents, they had passed almost a year before she did. Strength is the word that described her best. Ambition is another one. She got her family through everything. She was a true definition of a fighter. Every day she woke up to give her life all that she could and was determined to be successful. You know, it was nice to see Black Man's Army, Man in the Street, GMS, Shakespeare show up. And I love what her brother, DJ Dollar Rock, put out there and just said, hey, my sister Desiree will be truly missed. I loved her, and until we meet again, rest in peace. You know, with that being said, I'm going to see what is going on with the phone line. And before I do go to that phone line, I guess I should let people know, is it would only be fair if I did it, that should you choose, you could go to shoutcast.com. That's shoutcast.com. Type in Hood Tunes Radio. 24 hours a day, our playlist courtesy of Emacs the Image. Now, 216-804. That's 216-804. How you doing? 216-804 going once. 804 going twice. And sold. And I appreciate what just. That's the one thing that I can say. I appreciate. How you doing out there, 216-804?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter.
What's new in your world?
Yes, I am, and I can't wait. I'm waiting to hear all the news that I can get.
Well, since you said that, I guess I'll try to get you some. How's that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, that's the one thing that I could appreciate. I think I caught them. They were probably finishing up Legacy, or I should say 24 Legacy, with the actor who played Dr. Dre and Straight Outta Compton taking over Jack Bauer's place. Or they might have been watching APB or The Bachelor. But when it comes down to it, there's so much news, I don't know what to touch. But I will say this. I'm going to make it real quick and then maybe go to an announcement or two before I go to the 216-209. I would just like to say that last Thursday, and this is only an 8-foot step ladder for my soapbox, but last Thursday, Newsnet 5's Joe Paganakis interviewed Man in the Street, because on Wednesday, that's last Wednesday at 1:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, at the Dew Drop Inn, one person was murdered for the shot. Now, the following day, Art McCoy noticed at 12 noon, during the day on Wednesday, they were pouring bleach and water in the parking lot. I guess they were cleaning blood. Now, 3 p.m., I passed by, and they were open. Now, I was openly incensed because it seemed like those niggas go drink and party on blood. Damn, niggas. Anyway, Joe Paganakis informed me that the incident was the club's 24th, and East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King and the law director hadn't gone after their liquor license, with the Ohio Division of Liquor Control. Now, wait a minute. That was their 24th incident. Okay. Now, I said it seems like it's like the OK Corral in East Cleveland, and that it's insane that the two top East Cleveland officials allowed Club Bozo to open again after this incident. Now, after the interview, East Cleveland officials did fire cease and desist through liquor control. I'm glad that at least they went on to do that. That was greatly appreciated. And tomorrow, February the 14th, Cleveland Standard Time, 10 a.m., it's the Empowerment Church at 15837 Euclid. That's 15837 Euclid, 44112 in East Cleveland, the Empowerment Church. Cleveland mayoral candidate Eric J. Brewer will discuss financial and health effects of the East Cleveland dump. I'm going to at least go to the 216209. I really hope it's not an owner of Club Bozo. I mean, the Dew Drop Inn, and I really hope it's not the owner of the dump calling in. 216209, how are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al Porter, and I'm not who you thought it was, so.
Okay, cool. What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, for all those who don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey. And I just want to take the opportunity while I got this time to say thanks for all the views from everybody who's listening, watching, and waiting on what's next. Literally, it's a lot of hard work. We have not taken a day off in over a month. So,
wow. So
whoever books me for a video, just know that I'm going to work overtime for everything that I can do for you. So with that being said, I'm going to give another shout out to Key Cash because our video is moving on up. The last time we talked a week ago, it was what, 40-something views or 50-something likes?
Right, right.
Now she's over 60 likes. And all this happened in 1 week, so... You know,
nice.
Things are possible if you got the right people on your team. So anything is possible. The next thing I want to give a shout out to is the next artist I'm working with. His name OG Disco, and he has a. I'm gonna just put it to you like this for all the viewers that know how we edit. This is gonna be a racy video, so it's something for the females, but it's definitely a little racy. And I hope everybody get a chance to enjoy it and enjoy the art that we're putting out to help others. We do have a release date party coming out for our DVD. The date has not been set. But we're going to have a guest list where people come and perform, and we're going to have a free DVD giveaway, food, and lots of entertainment. I don't want to spoil it and give everything away over the line, but I just want to entice people to know what's going on.
Nice.
And before I forget, I want to shout out to Black House Sounds because a hip-hop group performing in a church, there's so many churchy folks out here that's being funny about when they say hip-hop. So I got to tip my hat to them brothers because they pulled off what a lot of people just really can't do. So big shout out to Black House Sounds. Once again, I'm John from Black Odyssey, and if you want to reach or see anything from Black Odyssey, you can start by going to Google or YouTube, putting in BLAQODESSY, follow that same link for Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
I appreciate that, and definitely if you can, hold a line.
I sure will.
No problems. Definitely a shout out to them as well as a shout out to the artist known as Key Cash. That's a real nice video. Follow Black Odyssey's links. You won't be disappointed. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time just to, I guess, I will deal with this little old 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox and just say that it's very interesting. There was a lot of activity downtown today because Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, the city of Cleveland, they decided to not reopen Public Square to buses as the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority requested. Now, city officials say they won't reopen the square while they still are in discussion with RTA on financial, transportation, and security issues related to the square. Wow, but what kind of discussion? They're not really in negotiation. RTA was like, shoot, just open it, please, quick. But anyway, the RTA General Counsel, Cheryl King Benford, you know, on February the 6th, she sent a letter to the city requesting that Public Square be reopened, at least to buses, by February the 13th. In response, Richard Horvath, Chief Corporate Counsel of the city's Civil Division. Whatever happened to just being a lawyer for a city, but we got all these other big words being thrown in just because they can. Anyway, they decided to at least write a response by February the 10th to say, hey, look, they sent it out to Benford, that these ongoing discussions supersede the request made in your letter. And so, basically speaking, they're saying, like, ah, I don't care. Now, don't get things twisted. The attorney who is the counsel for, let's look at the all this gobbledygook put together, Chief Corporate Counsel of the city's Civil Division, in other words, said, no, we ain't opening it up. Now, the square has been closed, and it's been closed to buses since August 1st, when Mayor Frank G. Jackson chose to ban them in favor of a unified public square. Now, Jackson has said he would reopen the square to bus traffic if there was no way to keep it closed without harming RTA's operations or bottom line, and if RTA addresses the city's safety concern. Yeah, like it needed to be addressed when we've always had buses roll there through there for years and nobody really cared too much about safety. They just put a couple of cops wandering through. Now, RTA is on the clock from the Federal Transit Administration, FTA, to either reopen Superior Avenue through the square to buses or to repay $12 million in federal grants it received for the Euclid or Corridor Transportation Project. And it's to be done, either opened by February 21st, or they have to pay, which means a lot of bus riders will have to pay more for bus passes, bus fare, the whole nine, and the mayor's still sitting there saying, we're basically speaking, we're negotiating. RTA's like, we're not negotiating. Open the damn square. Now, because the city will not permit buses to enter or cross into public square, RTA is not upholding its end of a federal deal it made for the Euclid Corridor Transportational Project, and that's what the federal agency FTA is asserting. So the Euclid Corridor Transportation Project is supposed to establish the health line, which runs down Euclid Avenue. Anyway, in response to all of that, today you had Rico Dancy, who's the Ward 10 candidate for city council. He held a press conference for the deaf and disabled who have problems catching the buses all around downtown's public square because it's rerouted through. Zach Reed, councilman, held a march and a press conference alongside Clevelanders for Public Transportation and told me earlier, it was nice that Councilman Zach Reed called me up before the march and said, no way will Cleveland pay $12 million out of taxpayers' money. You know, I could appreciate him for that before I do anything else because it was just brought up by a caller, Black House Sounds. They're going to see if they can try it weekly. If not, it'll go back to biweekly. But this coming Friday, Black House Sounds open mic night, Friday, February 17th, 2017, where Friends Fellowship Bible Church at 2490 Lee Boulevard. That's 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Now, last week you had LB, Lyrical Beast, Anti Sosa, Silver B, 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 B in the mix, as well as Sister Eleanor, Ingrid, Mr. Powers, Black House Sound, Sheriff Kilroy, Bang. We got a chance to do our thing, and it was real nice. I'm going to tell you that I do enjoy always getting a chance to give up just a little bit of information here and there. So I will say that before I go on break, tomorrow, Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the East Cleveland Public Library, 44112 Euclid Avenue, Ward 3 Councilman Ernest L. Smith, where the citizens meet and greet. Get your questions answered. Then on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Democratic Ward Club meeting with Council President Nathaniel Martin, the Black History Month edition. So with that being said, there's only thing, one thing maybe that can handle what's going on in some of the insanity. You know what it is. We got to keep praying. Be right back, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Unto the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Keep praying, if we gonna keep praying. Keep praying, and keep praying. No matter what, love you, keep praying. No matter what.
All right. First of all, I want to just tell you all and go over to this particular thing because it's not a real long, drawn-out process. I definitely want to thank you all for tuning in once again to none other than our own man in the streets. And I really appreciate that very much. But what would I do if I didn't at least take the time to talk about something? Why not take only a 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox? Because it's not going to be that long. But it's dealing with the fact of we'll go to the good, the bad, and sometimes downright ugly. I do want to let people know, if you want to, you can go online to Cleveland Scene. That's Cleveland Scene on Facebook. Or you can pick up this week's Scene magazine. Black Man's Army is on the cover, dealing with the no good darn it Mount Doom. That's what's on the front of that cover. It's called Mount Doom. It's the East Cleveland dump. And it does have photos of Black Man's Army, Man in the Street, Goldstein for Congress. Her campaign manager is in there as well. And you could definitely, like I say, Facebook Cleveland Scene, or you could go to clevelandscene.com. But we do have the at least cover story and definitely pick up a free copy and see what's going on. You know, sometimes you do get things happening because we were fortunate that it was shut down. Now, here's why I need the 10-foot operators of the dump. They appealed the EPA order to shut down and clean the site. Now, this is very interesting. The operators of an illegal dump, NEC, East Cleveland, have appealed an order by the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to shut down their operations and clean up the mounds of construction and demolition debris. Now, here's the problem. In the appeal, ARCO Recycling maintains that the EPA Director Craig Butler lacks the authority to prohibit the company from continuing its work at the East Cleveland Noble facility, and that ARCO wasn't given reasonable time to carry out the order. I think that when we were there complaining for the past 2 out of 4 years, and the neighbors were complaining, and the people marched, and the news media and others said we were going to shut it down, I think it gave them plenty of time to at least shut. It's very interesting because ARCO has asked the Ohio EPA and the Environmental Review Appeals Commission to revoke Butler's order based on a finding that he acted unreasonably and unlawfully. By telling somebody to do right, they acted unreasonably and unlawfully. Now, a pre-hearing conference before the commission is scheduled for March the 1st. The EPA has issued 2 notices of violations to ARCO and recently added that the state attorney general's effort to file an enforcement act against the company. Now, EPA spokespeople have said that ARCO has stopped taking waste, but we have not seen any evidence that they have removed any waste. All right. First of all, you haven't seen any evidence of it because it didn't happen. They didn't remove any debris. As a matter of fact, they're just sitting there. It's kind of like if you're a parent and your child goes and shoplifts or steals something, you tap that behind, kind of along biblical principle like you're supposed to, spare the rod, spoil a child. Well, you decide not to spoil a child, and yet you get a visit or a phone call that, hey, you shouldn't have spanked your child, huh? Your child complained that they stole something, but they feel they shouldn't have been chastised for stealing something. It's at that point that you really feel like whacking the kid and then whacking the person who even got in the middle of your business and told you you shouldn't whack your kid. It's almost the same thing. ARCO is like, yeah, we know we might have done something wrong, but you didn't have to get on us and tell us to clean it up. You didn't give us time. That is a bunch of, anyway, I have to go to this story to save myself and just say that the House of Prayer Ministry, they are definitely inviting people to at least take part in and go through Ticketmaster's universe and go to https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017RAM Truck. You can go also online on Facebook to TUA, the Ultimate Advocates. Find out more about what's going on. Several things are involved with that. The Dodge also 2017, as well as the Toro lawn tractor set with the walk behind mower, gas mower, gas trimmer, as well as the lawn tractor, Lazy Boy furniture, about $3,000 worth, a scholarship, as well as a cruise ship for 2 adults and 2 children under the age of 15, Craftsman rear tires, garden tiller, $500 in cash, you know, so everything, though, takes place. The drawing that you want to get into now before all the tickets are gone takes place Saturday, May 6, 2017, at Getting Smart in the Park, 2017 Spring Edition. Communities event at Luke Easter Park 44104. And you know, now that I'm looking at everything, I'm thankful. Before I do anything else, I want to go and say that the past Friday was special to me because they celebrated the life and legacy of my god uncle, Durwood Golliver Hughes. He lived from November 3rd, 1921 to February 3rd, 2017, and they had a memorial service. No casket or none of that, a memorial service, which was held at the Holland Park Golf Course, which is at 3550 Green Road, Holland Hills, Ohio. It was a beautifully, beautifully done. And I just want to put out there maybe 2 minutes and just say that on November the 3rd, 1921, Durwood Golliver Hughes was born in Cleveland, Ohio, to Edward and Sarah Hughes. He then joined the armed forces on September 18th, 8-1-9, that's a complete number. Anyway, September 18th, 1942, during World War II, and served in the U.S. Army Air Corps during the Allied campaigns in North Africa and Italy with the 332nd Fighter Group as communications support for the 99th Fighter Squadron, the Tuskegee Airmen. He was honorably discharged on October 24th, 1945. Now, this is what I find is very interesting to wrap up this, like, minute to two. Durwood married his first wife, Ruth, in 1946. So he married Ruth Welsh and shared 28 years of happiness until her death in 1974. Now, one of the things that he did, he had moved with his wife next door to his brother and sister. His mother lived next door with his brother. And his mom passed at the age of 111. And even though he and Ruth didn't produce any biological children, Durwood and Ruth took on the parental role of their two nieces, Sandra and Deborah, and nephew Antoine. Now, in 1975, Durwood married Vivian Fleming. And they were married for 41 years and adopted 8 children. So when he transitioned on February 3rd, 2017, he left 8 children, all adult age, which was Durwood J, DJ, Cedric, Aaron, Ozzie, Missy, Robert, Bobby, Vivian, Cookie, LaTanya, Shelley, and David. So, you know, some of them who had their names, they had their other names, nicknames in parentheses. And in the mid-80s, Man in the Street was like really, as a teenager, thugging, doing some other things here and there, and not really listening to too many people. But the thing I want to throw out there is that for years, about 4 years in total, I'll say 4 years in total, Uncle Dear worked with me. He told me I could kick any bad habit. I ended up going through Palmerdale, cleaned myself up, and I was very, very thankful that as a military man, he had me sweep, mop, work outdoors, get up early, do this type of stuff, and then I go to breakfast. And, you know, when the first 6 of the 8 children were adopted, I'll never forget when Uncle Dear told me at that young age, and he said, "Guess what? You're their uncle, Uncle Al." And God used him and Aunt Viv as vessels because it's not something that they just had to do to look out for children. So that is just a big blessing in itself. I'm going to take the time to see what's going on online because I'm looking at a 216-703. What's going on?
Black House Sound, how's it going? Man in the streets, man in the streets, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well, man. It's going well. I touched upon all the fun that was held and had at that open mic. And I know we got another one coming up this Saturday. And I also spoke briefly about the fact that this coming Saturday, National Action Network invited in for a third year in a row. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm loving that event, but I also want people to recognize that Friday night, Black House Sound, February the 17th at Friends Fellowship Baptist Church. The address would be 2490 Lee, Cleveland, Ohio, 44118, and that's up in Cleveland Heights. Please come on out. Open mic if you dance, sing, rap, poetry, or just want to come on out and check out who's there. Come on out. But other than that, this Saturday, when it comes to that Black History program, oh, Black House Sound is so prepared. When it comes to that, we've been performing around areas throughout Cleveland what we're going to present. So we know we have it down solid. And I just can't wait to feel that vibe of what everybody else has to say about the Black leaders that came before. So I just can't wait to hear about the history and then to see the history of what people is doing as in they part of putting on an event for Black History that Saturday. And when you have a name like Al Sharpton in the back of that, then that really lets you know it's the real deal. So I'm just happy to be a part of a big movement like that.
Same here. It's a major blessing. And I'm just thankful and glad that you called in, especially after Black Odyssey sent a shout out to you. So I'm glad to hear
Black
from you
Odyssey,
this evening.
You know, they the truth. I just want to elaborate and just let them know they the truth. Keep doing what they doing. Thank you for that. Come out tomorrow night if you can. All right. So thank you. Once again, that will be Friends Fellowship Baptist Church, 2490 Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Come on out. And that's all I got to say. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And we respect Voice It Radio and a man in the streets. We need this show to keep going. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And before I get to the other 216-703 phone number that called in, I guess I will take maybe 3 minutes or less before I get to that one. I want to throw out there, since you asked about it, that you can check out voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The main event, which is on Mondays, it features myself, and that's at 5 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, like tomorrow, thevoiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And tomorrow, Valentine's Day episode, I think we'll have the First Lady's Dynasty on there as well. And before I go to 216-703, just to keep you all in the know, because we touch on it every once in a while, and it's good to see that there's some other action going on besides just us doing something. So, you know, this is only a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox, only a 10-foot one needed, because if people didn't pay attention, I'm glad that the Progressive Caucus, they joined like the Greater Cleveland Congregations and called such spending for working people subsidizing billionaires when it comes to the Q and a possible tax break. Now, the Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus has joined other opposition to spending tax money on renovating the Q while community needs remain unmet. Now, you know, in December, the Cleveland Cavaliers and county and city leaders, they announced that they had a plan to upgrade the 22-year-old facility. Are they right? Anyway, they decided to give it improvements. Plan would cost about $282 million over 17 years. And they would have a lien in interest. And they decided that, hey, people would go out there to rainy day fund and taxes will pay for the $160 million, I'll say, upgrades to the queue. Yep, billionaire Dan Gilbert needs money. I'm just putting it down there. That's basically what it was saying. Now, the Progressive Caucus members, they held a news conference the past Friday, I believe, and they opposed the use of any tax dollars to renovate the queue. And I guess they, like they said, they respect the Cavaliers and all of that. But they're similar to what the Greater Cleveland Congregation spoke about, who called for the city and county governments to commit as many tax dollars to neighborhood developments as they proposed for the arena. Now, members of both groups who strongly support the Cavs, they tell you that. They say they are not all in for any plan to amend and give any money to a billionaire owner. Now, the Progressive Caucus, they formed last year to support presidential candidate Bernie Sanders following his election bid, and they're still out there. Now, we will say that the Cuyahoga County legislation is supposed to talk about providing funds for the queue, and they're expected to at least introduce this tomorrow at county council. But the public can come and comment on this proposed legislation at any meeting. So members of the congregational group and caucus members said they plan on attending these hearings tomorrow and throughout the month. As they say, this is an opportunity to break with a past where such projects are routinely rubber stamped. We deem their renovation to be a breach of public trust, and they definitely feel it's a gross misuse of public funds, and they won't stand by while these and those people who are elected to lead us decide they want to at least give tax money from working people to millionaires, billionaires, and others. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216703, and I'm really hoping before I take this phone call, this is not an irate Dan Gilbert. 216703, how you doing?
I'm doing great, dear Mr. Porter, the man in the streets, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man, because the world got a chance to see what many people in hip-hop already know. They've been hearing the music videos. They've been hearing Cleveland Conscious Rap, CCR1, CCR2. But it was nice that people got a chance to see Hurricane Bang.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, just like Mr. Molly was just saying, man, you know, my first time doing the performance at the church was last Friday that just passed, and just for some people to know if they haven't went yet, man, it's a good venue. It's a really nice atmosphere. You know, if you're hungry, man, they got something to eat for you, something to drink, you know. It's very different acts that came. I liked all the acts, you know.
Right.
I got to perform yourself, as in Mr. Powers and Mr. Molly, and a lot of other performers that were really good, man. It was just a real good performance. And just so people know, I put a clip of my performance on my music page and my Facebook and my Instagram. So if anybody wants to see that, the Instagram is HurricaneBang_5950. My Facebook is ChampagneBang. And for the music page, it's the Underrated/Hurricane Bang official music page on Facebook. So you want to take a look at that, definitely check it out.
Man, we appreciate you. And it was so good to see you take it upon yourself and make sure there were so many young people coming in. And the support for you, it was phenomenal, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I had to bring my family down. You know, I've been doing so many shows for so many years. You know, I could only get maybe one person here, one person there, two people here. But I was able to get my whole family to come and see me and give support to the church, myself, Black House, and all the other artists. And it was just a blessing, man. You know, just a blessing to be there. And I'm just glad that I was a part of that.
Hey, we were glad to see you there. And definitely, if you do hold on to the line, I think we got something for you.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And before I go, also, just like I said, and like I say every Monday, if you want to listen to music, I already gave you all my social media addresses. Also, you can go on natpiff.com, put in All I Got. It's a picture of me, mixtape, and I also got another mixtape on natpiff also. It's called Let's Be Serious. Just go Let's Be Serious, and you'll see a picture of me. Bam, there it is. And, man, Black House, man, we just trying to take over this year, man. That's all I can say.
Hey, glad to be a part of you all for that, for real. And thank you very much.
As always, signing out. Salute.
Salute. As a matter of fact, I'm real thankful for that. And we're looking at that open mic night that's coming Friday, February the 17th. That is at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Road. Yes, you can promote yourself in Cleveland Heights. That's Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, founder and pastor. And for more information, you can contact Brother Joe Motley at 216-703-4685. So, you know, before I do anything else, I think I will take the time to play something. But it's very interesting for those who hadn't heard or wondering, what did it all mean? We'll just put it out here like this because I find that I should also throw out here just a couple of things that's going on. But I want to definitely say that I thank people. I really do, because I'm going to at least 12-foot step ladder and just say that the court, a federal appeals court panel, they maintain that the freeze on President Donald Trump's controversial immigration order, they said that the citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries, they said that they can now continue to enter into the United States. And in a unanimous 29-page opinion piece, I'm not going to read all of that, but I'm just going to say that the three judges with the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they decided to flatly reject the government's arguments that said the suspension of the order should be lifted. They immediately said that the national security response and had been forcibly entered and asserted that their ability as a check balance system, it was definitely outside of the president's power to at least, what they're basically saying is, the chaos and mass confusion shouldn't be done. And the judges wrote that any suggestion that they couldn't run contrary to the fundamental structure of other, they would say, constitutional democracy, and that's what they got the president on, is for basically speaking, ignoring the Constitution. You know something? I'm going to take the time and do this, and I'll be right back shortly.
Become a target, it's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots, and the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns so you can't tell them about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't that simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What? Look at the mirror in your eyes. What? Get fight, but you
taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this, you on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, said he's safe. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With a veil collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last received ambition, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. Or getting lost up in the sand gon' be your next life expand. Man,
drop up under my left eye. Was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand. It's a final touch. And back on my mind, steady be missing the ill and buck. You're feeling lyrical killing. What a feeling, one in a million. Can't be feeling. Ooh, what a rush. Oh, what a feeling. A dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie. Increases the pain, level the drama, pull the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, palm around.
Breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, they wanna kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that's where it's born in. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
That's CCR 2. Hey, you know what I'm going to do is play another track, maybe do a little bit of overtime and come back, but I want to let people know that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. And also, you can look at blackonblackcleveland.com. That's our website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also go on Facebook for Black on Black Crime Inc. And as a matter of fact, while I'm looking at things, I'll be right back after this.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So when you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, Keep in mind, I'm south to McGinley's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid to call. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. So if the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming, we coming,
what?
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 We coming,
we
coming,
we coming,
we coming,
we
coming, we coming,
we coming,
we coming.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming.
Hey, I got this rap return back. Those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and eating bodies, you put me under the jail. Resist arrest to form of slavery. We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming. We coming.
Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, and as I bring this to a close, if I gave you the 11-foot step ladder, I guess I have to give you the other 11-foot step ladder, so we get like 22-foot step ladder all together. So 22 feet with a step ladder for the soapbox is about to conclude with the fact that if President Donald Trump said he might implement a brand new order, that way he could effectively void his first executive order and at least the court proceedings, the proceedings that are covering it right now, which is the ban, immigration, all of that. Now, Trump said that he was confident his policy was on solid legal ground. Confident. People, learn your words. Don't get fooled by politicians. Listen, confident people don't drop old executive orders to escape court losses. They don't do that. They would ride it all the way through if they thought that they were doing the right thing. But when the judges said, no, you're not going along with the Constitution, we back it up from the Court of Appeals to what the one federal judge said. Now he decided to throw out a word like, quote, unquote, he would feel confident that what he's doing is great. Listen, I want to tell people real quick, if you choose, you can come down to the Black Man Army meetings Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Black on Black Crime Incorporated follows at 7:15 p.m. at Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and the St. Clair intersection, as well as Ivanhoe right between Euclid Avenue going down towards that way, and it's in the 44110 area code. This week, First Ladies Dynasty and the Omens, they'll have people speaking, one of each, to let people know what's going on. Hey, all I can say is thank you. I've told you about a lot of events. I plan on being at quite a few of them. Next week, we talk about what happened at the past week's Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you had a mayoral candidate stop through. You had the legendary MC Chill stop through. A few things happened here and there. And I guess next week I will also talk about the infamous Pastor Daryl Scott. You all have a blessed week. Look out for each other. Peace.